escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been talking all about Saints training camp. Today's practice session to help us break it all down. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, also WWL's digital content producer, will share his training camp notes. Bobby's notebook brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Well, Jeff, told the cannon it wasn't that blazing of a sun coming down on us. That wasn't like following us around. We had a little bit of cloud cover, but man, oh man, it was a sweat fest today.
Yeah, it got warm. It was a weird day. Usually it just stays hot all the time, but it seems like it cooled off a little this morning just to tease us, and then it got right back to it. But no, we survived.
Yeah,
I think we're good.
What was hotter, though, at least the QB play today was pretty good. We saw some long balls.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest difference today that we haven't seen over the course of the first week of practice was deep passing. You know, it had become kind of apparent because we did see deep passing at OTAs and minicamp. Felt like Chuck was throwing the ball deep basically every day. And then suddenly the first week of install came in and it dried up a little bit. I'm sure they were emphasizing the short passing game, the quick step, the three-step game a little bit more. But yeah, it was nice to see Haener throw some deep balls to Olave. Obviously Rattler took a couple shots. One of them got intercepted. One of them was caught for a touchdown by Mason Tipton. So, yeah, the offense is coming along. I also really appreciated the Velus Jones touchdown to end the day.
That was a nice run.
Oh. Yeah, 35 yards. I can't remember the last time a Saints running back went for a 30-yard touchdown. It was jarring to see that.
Well, Jeff, even though they don't take their running backs down, nobody was taking him down. That was a house call. It could be that could have been a type play you see in a real preseason game, whether it be the Chargers, Jaguars, whoever, where no, it's they tackling, but he made the right cut and he was gone. That would have been a touchdown.
Now, the speed was legit. I didn't realize he was that fast.
Yeah, no, the speed was legit. There wasn't no catch. He wasn't going down. That's why I said that was the most impressive run. And obviously it's full pads, but I like that run. Well, I'm sure we'll see him again in a few carries in the preseason games. But Jeff, the one thing I noticed, like OTAs and minicamp, because they had a number of practices inside, and we play inside in the Superdome, and maybe it's just in my mind, but it seems like Tyler Shuck has always basically played well at a high level inside. I can remember some throws he's made in the inside facility, and I'm like, so I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I think they're going inside for sure. I think Tyler Shuck might get off. I mean, I'm just speculating.
It's a good point. And the Saints played most of their games inside, so that's not the worst thing in the world
right. To
be better inside. It's a similar conversation with the kickers, right? Blake, I think Blake Groupie's worst trait is, I don't think he handles the wind quite as well as I'd like him to. It doesn't really matter in the Superdome, and it's going to be the same situation. So, yeah, it would be interesting to see if Shuck goes out there and has a really strong day tomorrow, whether that is kind of a connecting factor to.
Jeff, looking at, and I've said this, I'm really confident what they've done with the safety position, even though Honey Badger has retired. I mean, I look at Justin Reed, I look at Blackman, Look at Terrell Burgess. A lot of experience. A lot of NFL experience there, and I kind of like it. And I thought it was interesting, Kellen Moore. You know, he's been pretty straightforward with the media. And he says he believes Blackman playing more on the back end at free safety while Justin Reed lines up in the box. And, you know, you got to be able to do both. And you look, last season, Blackman played at free safety, had 7 interceptions over the past 2 years, played through an injury. So when I look at where we're at, okay, this caught my attention. Who's coaching them? Okay, defensive backs coach Terry Joseph. He said Blackman participated in team's conditioning tests, and he blew it out of the water. After flying in from Utah that same day, oh, I could do this conditioning the same day, and he blew it out of the water. That's a pro. That's a guy coming ready to play and contribute right now. When I read that, not every player is like that. And then Coach Joseph said he's a really smart player. And then you look in 2025, for any secondary player, the versatility is a key. This is what Coach Joseph said. Because you're going to play so many different kind of offenses that give you all these funky formations, different sets, you got to have guys who are not one-trick ponies. Guys who can play in the box, guys who can play deep, guys who can cover and have a feel, guys who can blitz. Well, no, Alante Taylor, he blitzes, and he gets the quarterback down, not just the quarterback pressure. So you got to be versatile. So I appreciated that. And then you look at, I don't know, whatever they're doing in Utah to Utah Utes, they must be doing it right because you're playing in the NFL, the experience. Blackman also reunites with former college teammate Terrell Burgess. So I'm more concerned with the cornerback position. And what's happened in the safety position?
But Kool-Aid had a pretty good day today.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, we'll see. We'll see. I'm telling you, if Kool-Aid could turn into Paulson Adebo, even though Paulson Adebo is kind of handsy, but Paulson Adebo had some explosive games, I think Kool-Aid definitely is a big hit. Because Paulson Adebo out of Stanford was a hit in a Saints uniform. That's what we thought at this time last year. Between him and Lattimore, we all right with the cornerback. It's one of the strengths of the team. You know, we talk about what's the strength of this team, the offensive line or whatever. So the jury's still out on the cornerbacks because Kool-Aid, we hope, okay, work out. Alante
Quincy.
Taylor. No, Quincy, a rookie. Alante Taylor, he's the alpha now. He wasn't no alpha this time last year. He wanted him to fit in. So that's why I'm telling you, look at the whole secondary. I'm more worried about, Jeff might have a different opinion. I'm more worried about the damn cornerbacks and the safeties.
Yeah, you know, Julian's interesting. And, you know, the more you hear from him and the more you watch him, the more fortunate it feels the Saints were that he was available with Tyron right. retiring. Because it really just kind of fills that void perfectly with a player that you're not worried about his skill set. You're not worried about his experience. He has 61 career starts. You know, and the one of the most telling answers of, like, his mentality is, you know, we asked him, you know, why did you play through the injury last year? Why didn't you just sit down and let it heal? And he was like, well, the team asked me to.
Oh, amen.
And
who's against that?
I expected him to say something else. It was like, oh, and so I did, right? Like, that was the second part of that answer. It's like, the team asked me to, so I played through it. And I just think that's very telling of, like, who you are as a football player, because not everyone would be like that. And so he's a team-first guy. He goes way back with Brandon Staley. They know each other. Brandon loved him coming
Amen.
Out, wanted to draft him. The Colts ended up grabbing him before the Rams could pick. That was back when he was the defensive coordinator of the Rams, obviously. So, you know, it's a player that, you know, the coaching staff, the defense coordinator really likes. So he fits in perfectly. As far as Kool-Aid, you know, I've been really impressed with what Kool-Aid has done. And, you know, you put him across from somebody else, and I feel like you're in good shape. I just don't know who that somebody else is right now. Ike Adams there. I kind of feel like it's going to be him, but I haven't been super impressed with Ike to this point. He's been very handsy. You know, he was getting into battles with Rashid Shaheed today, and, you know, Rashid was winning through fouls, right? That's what impressed me about Rashid Shaheed.
That's right.
But, like, Ike was holding the whole way, and it's like, that's not a good look for a corner in a zone scheme, right? Like, it's not man anymore. You don't want to be as physical. So it's going to be something to watch. I think Quincy being a ball hawk is helpful to to maybe get him on the field early in his rookie season. But, you know, he hasn't been perfect either. Like, it's easy to see the interceptions and then forget about, well, you know, you got burned on this play or this play. Like, it's kind of like sacks for a defensive end. If you get killed in the run game and you get three sacks, no one talks about you getting killed in the run game, but you're still getting killed in the run game. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Jeff, you know who was outstanding in preseason and he made the team? I think I took a note on him today. And it wasn't necessarily a positive note. I have to look. I can't find it now. But Rico Payton. You know, he's 6 foot, like 185. And I look at Rico Payton. You know, like Pittsburgh State. You know, it's about name, image, and likeness where we're at now. Pittsburgh State. If you ask anybody in the country of Pittsburgh State, they think you talk about Pennsylvania. This is Kansas.
Nope.
Now, a powerhouse like Division II or whatever they are, Pittsburgh State.
But Gorillas.
Yeah, the Gorillas. Yeah, exactly. What about that mascot? How many people could say that we our mascots are the Gorillas? But Rico Payton.
Former Gorilla.
Rico Payton, to me, made this team in the preseason games. And what he did the latter part of training camp. So that'll be interesting to see going into the second season where he lines up with the competition. Look, Rajon Wright made a nice play today. And then you look at Isaac Gaetem and all. A lot of competition in that corner spot. And obviously how, if you're on the back end, you contribute on special teams. But where do you think Rico Payton's at? It's kind of like, it seems like, I don't know, when they've played preseason games, and it might be the second half, third or fourth quarter, I remember last year, it seems like you called his name a lot.
Yeah, you know, last year he was, I think, way behind the curve in terms of coming out of Division II, and I think that kind of caught everyone off guard when he did show up in those preseason games, and he developed so quickly that it was really impressive. So I'm hoping to see like another step forward this year in the preseason games. I don't know if we've seen it yet in camp.
Right.
What he has going for him is, I think he's got special teams ace written all over him. I think he's your next JT Gray type player. Genuinely, he's that good on special teams. So I think he's going to have a role on this team the same way JT Gray has a role on this team. And sometimes you see him out there as a safety, but he's not most often not going to be your first option. I feel like Rico's going to be in that kind of same mold, just at the cornerback position, because he's physical, he's athletic, you know, he's not afraid to get dirty, to stick his nose in, to hit. He's a guy that I think is probably going to make the roster, and he's going to be one of those carve-outs as a special teams contributor.
Jeff, always appreciate the time, man. Be seeing you at practice tomorrow. You can check out Jeff's practice notes as well as latest on Juwan Johnson's injury. Also has an article up right now about Rashid Shaheed, who's bulked up, showing why early in Saints camp he has been a stud. Jeff, thanks so much for the time, and have a good night, man.
For sure, y'all feel
good. All right, Jeff, I'll be in the air conditioner. Be nice.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and WWL's digital content producer.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.